The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Welcoming you. Back to another edition of the In Deep Show. So glad that you can rock out with us, get it in with us, fit in with us, vibe with us, ride with us, die with us. All those good things that you do to show that you're down for the cause. So, as you all know, I do not do this show alone. I have with me today, the doctor.
Hey, hey, what's up everybody? Happy Labor Day. All you kids get ready to go back to school, the ones that ain't already back to school. PG County Wednesday, y'all got to go back up in that math. All the school buses going to be out on the street in the daggone way. But anyway, what's up?
And we also have with us today, I would like everyone to rise to their feet. Remove your hats. Place your hands over your heart. And all hail the queen.
Hey, yo, people. Thank you for listening. Glad you are here.
No doubt. So, last week, we hit y'all off with a dose of the dating show to kind of, you know, get you up to speed on fall. You know, fall is sort of the last call for y'all that need to get your cabin fever boo ready if you are still in that lifestyle. You know, summer's over. All of the hot, volatile relationships, you know, winding down, things are cooling down, like leaves on the trees, things are dying off. I mean, this is if that's your lifestyle. So, you know, you got to get you a little pin cushion for the winter.
There you go.
You know that
cushion for the cushion.
Next spring, you'll find a reason to break up because shit wasn't really working, even though you knew it wasn't gonna work. It was just convenient. And then that's when she's gonna let you know she's pregnant. And then you got shit to worry about next summer. I mean, you know, it's the vicious cycle of your life.
All right. I was gonna say that too.
If you're ready to get out of that cycle, I recommend to you IDS Extra, Dating Sucks.
Question mark.
So you can learn how to get out of the slump buster life.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta watch that winter snuggle.
Absolutely.
Hey.
Should get good to you. You'll be pull out game, get weak.
Oh, man.
shoot the club up one time, you dodge the bullet, you think thing cool.
There you go.
You think I can, you know, I can stick around after you shoot the club up, see if the police show up. Yeah, yeah, shit ain't good, bro.
Might not be like Ray J now. Oh, your men might be swimming.
Lord have mercy.
I tell you, boy, I tell you.
So yeah, so we're back. We got a little bit of feedback to the last In Deep Show to get at y'all with, and we'll do all of that good stuff. Definitely appreciate that. Appreciate the love on the show 300 love and mm-hmm. shout outs and the well wishes, man. We really, really appreciate that.
No doubt.
But you know, in order to get to all of that, you know, we got to get rid of things and get, you know, get that stuff out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which all starts with, how's everybody's weekend, all that good shit.
Everything was good for me. My brother, you know, of course I had to work this weekend, but let me see, today was pretty good. Well, actually yesterday, old mommy threw some chicken and some ribs on the grill, surprised me yesterday.
So nice.
That was pretty, that was pretty good. So at the end of the show, I will be going home and hopefully some leftovers. I don't think they're gonna knock it all off though. Yeah, she did her little thing though, man. Only thing about when she get on the grill though, she like her stuff a little, I mean, I love lines and all the chalk lines like the on the wrist. Yeah, the grill marks and stuff. But she like it a little more, you know, a little crusty side.
Extra well done?
Yeah, I mean, well, not burnt.
No, I said extra well done.
Yeah, but, you know, that's cool. But, man, I you know.
How's she like her burger?
Well, she's not a real burger person. Okay. Like, I'm talking about, like, chicken and ribs.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
How's she like her steak?
Not a real steak person. She's more of a turkey, pork chop type of woman.
Okay.
Yeah. But see, that's not on the grill. So I'll. But, hey, maybe she'll eat all of the little crusty ones. Either regular
she like the burnt hot dogs.
Yeah, she like kind of burnt. Yeah, mm-hmm. She like kind
of
burnt.
Extra carcinogenics.
But I see when I get home. But other than that, everything was good, bro.
Cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Queen?
Well, my week was good until the hurricane came. Right. Not Harvey. This one was Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah.
It's just falling down the stairs again.
Okay, what movie was that from?
That was Eddie Murphy stand-up when he was talking about his aunt falling down the steps.
Ah, okay.
One with the mustache. Okay.
Okay. I thought it was Lily.
It was Lydia. Oh, no. His mother's name was Lydia. His father was like, Lydia, the bitch is falling down the steps again. He was talking about Aunt Bunny. That's what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, it was all good until... hurricane came through and lost power.
Wow.
And you make the most of it, you know what I'm saying? The beer taco spot was open, so
there you go.
Sat out there.
All right.
Watched the monsoon happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all good. Until we left. When we finally left and we got out. But I mean, we saw how it really was. We were like, wow. Yikes. But anyway, so anyway, back to the States, safe and sound.
All right.
All is well.
All right. Queen is safe. That's all that matters.
Thank you.
There you go.
B?
You know, the end of last month was really hectic for me work-wise, which tends to sometimes bleed over into personal life. So it just was a strenuous couple just the last week. So weathered the storm, came through flying colors and all that good shit.
Amen.
Yeah. So this is where I'm gonna need help from y'all too, and all the deepsters out there in IDS land. I need y'all to stay on me, man. I need y'all. I need encouragement. I need y'all to stay on me.
Okay.
before?
I have entered into another weight loss challenge.
Okay.
All right.
Now this one here, I'm the big mouth behind this one. So one of my coworkers, we're actually the two tallest and the two biggest guys at our job. Mm-hmm. And we both put on weight at the same rate. Mm-hmm. So we are both, he's maybe 6'5", 6'6", you know, but you know, he's a big guy too. So we were just having a talk one day about, you know, the frustrations of just not being able to stay motivated and stay with it and blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, and I was just like, man, I'm wanting to say his name, but I don't want to say his name. I said, dude, so why don't we just both just put $100 in the jar and, you know, just let that be that and, you know, weigh in, do 2 months, see where we are, winner take all. Mm. And he was like, you know what, B? I'm down for that. And we have a third coworker that might join in, you know, but I let him know we're not doing any percentages and math equations and shit. It's you weigh in, whoever lost the most wins. It's just point the fuck blank.
Are y'all weighing in like in front of each other?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, shit. Okay.
And so, not that I dislike either one of these people, but I don't see myself comfortably handing over $100. So I really need y'all to stay on me. All
right.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you want us to do, though?
Just...
You're like, what are you doing? How's it going?
All right. Stay in my head. Call you around lunchtime. Say, hey, Nick, that cheeseburger down.
Right.
That chili, you know. The chili down, man.
Just a little daily reminder. Just something. Just send me something, man. Just
keep it light.
All right. You know, keep it in the forefront of my mind, you know. You know, I'm not going to be unreasonable. You know, I'm going to have, you know, every now and then a rewarded day to have a
absolutely
little.
You have to do
something,
this.
Something or whatever. And, you know, the nature of my business, I'm going to have to sip a little beer here and there. But I am going to minimize that a great deal, as well as the liquor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to, I'm not going to cut it out. I'm not saying I'm going to cut it out, but I'm going to kind of switch gears, do, you know, more.
Do vodka tonics.
Vodkas and the tequilas.
Diet Coke.
White wines, and just kind of walk that line for a little while. I'm not going to crash weights this time really hard either. It's just going to be just really, really, really heavy cardio. And stretching is what I lack big time. My lack of stretching leads to injuries and increased pain, that then tells me I don't want to go to the gym. And so all that good shit. So... Just, man, if you can. If you're thinking about the people out there, man, and you just have a second to pick up your phone and just shoot a text to the IDS and just say, hey, Big B.
Right.
Come on, man. I got you today. Don't leave it to another listener. Take it upon yourself. Just drop your boy a message, man. Just say, come on, B. This ain't the day to fall off. I got your back. Whatever, whatever.
No, right.
Keep me going, man. Word. Really appreciate that.
Cool.
So, yeah, man. That's what's up.
Who y'all get the money to?
The warehouse manager.
He's
going to keep a tally of that.
All right.
So, yeah, we were supposed to actually weigh in Friday, but the warehouse manager didn't have the scale there. So we're actually going to weigh in Tuesday. Okay. Tomorrow.
At least you had the whole weekend to get it in.
Exactly.
Oh, get it out.
But you know what I did? Right. Even though I thought that's what I was going to do, actually what I tried to do was just try to just start curbing my intake and what the crap that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just, instead of weighing in and then, you know, doing like the Redskins and, you know, waiting 3-4 days into the thing to start curving it. I just started now.
Good for you.
Okay.
And just kind of just watch what I'm taking in. So.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That's what's up with me.
Let's do it.
All right.
You know, definitely appreciate you and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all that's important. All right.
So you say a month?
2 months. 2 months. November 1st is when we lay back in.
Oh, okay. Y'all get it in for Thanksgiving, huh?
Well, all of it back.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well, give me my $100, though.
Right. I'm going to be, you know, nigga need some new Gucci loafers by the fall or something, you know.
Ah, okay. You already know you're going to spend $100, huh, man?
Nah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
All right, okay.
Who knows? Anyway, let's get to the show.
Let's do it.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Didn't we used to have a little musical interlude before I came in? You just switched. Didn't we know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, somewhere like around last October.
Oh, nigga. God.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Right. Ah. Hey, y'all.
But you know how he took the musical interlude to be his part of the show?
But no,
it wasn't just Big B's feeling at the moment.
Oh,
it was
man.
The musical
because
interlude.
I remember you always used to play some little smooth joint, and we used to be bouncing for a minute. And then at the end of the song, I came in with my thing, and you know that's all. That's all I'm saying.
But it's been a minute.
It's been eight. All right. let's start all over. There. Hey y'all.
Hey. Hey.
All right.
What's up, my dude?
What's up, dog? What's going on? You getting it down? All right. Don't bring it up. Get it down. All right. Hey, Lil Wayne, y'all. My man done had another seizure, y'all. He was found unconscious in a hotel room. It's called the Westin on Michigan in Chicago. Okay, they found a man. They picked him up, man. Tried to take him to the hospital. They took him to Northwestern Memorial, where he suffered another seizure. Okay, now, we know back in the day, man, he known for having these seizures and everything. So, I don't know what's going on with Lil Wayne, but anyway, his team tried to take him out of the hospital because he had a show to do in Vegas late Sunday night. Well, I think around midnight or something like that. So they tried to grab him out of the hospital in Chicago, you know, to take him up to, you know, take him, fly him out to Vegas to do a show. But the doctor said, nah, we're going to leave my man in here for a couple of days because apparently he had a couple of seizures. I think he did have a couple of seizures on the airplane, you know, back in the day. And I don't think it was that, about a year ago or something like that?
I mean, how selfish, man.
Right.
Doesn't Wayne know it's back to school time and his security people need to get that money to you know, get clothes and stuff? How dare you not show up for this
anyway.
Show?
I mean, they're going to get paid whether he does a show or not. I'm, you know. Either way, that's messed up.
But I'm saying, though, if y'all were my team, y'all trying to snatch me out of the goddamn hospital to go get the money, I'm like, oh, damn, what about my health? Y'all don't give a fuck about my health.
I'm saying, man. If he died, then what?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying. It was one of your sources actually called me up and said that baby's exact words were, Wayne, you die on me, I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
What movie was that, though?
Say it again.
I can't say the name. It's going to give it away.
Nah, what you just said.
If you die on me, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, I know that one, too.
Say it again. You got to...
If you die on me, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, anime. Well, look, I got to do it. You know I'm the movie, man. Hey, you supposed to give me the... I don't get no applause, joint.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Keep it moving.
Took you 67 repeats.
Nah, because I was...
get that off the break.
Because, man... Because I was reading it and she was talking and you said it and I wasn't ready.
Okay.
You know, I got excuses. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Hey, you got more excuses than nigga going to jail, anime. Okay.
The face and the point.
Right. Okay. But anyway, So the doctor said, look, man, y'all can't move Lil Wayne. Y'all got to leave him right here for a couple more days, you know. So that's cool. So, as far as we know, Lil Wayne is still in the hospital. So I hope he get all right, man.
He better just get himself together before he kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm sure he's supposed to be, like, probably on some kind of medication or something. You know what I mean? But he's like, no, I need to go ahead and get my lean on.
So. But at first, wasn't they putting it on a scissor or something like yeah. that, whatever mm-hmm. he was doing? So I don't know.
Yeah, he was doing too much.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, man. What the? The hell?
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to let him go. Okay. All right.
His
yeah, yeah.
His little alter ego name. Yeah.
What was it? Dolce?
Tunchi.
Tunchi. That was a gangster or something.
I don't fucking know.
All right. Moving on. Hey, y'all. Look, I got a list. I got a list of rappers, okay, who haven't figured out that they're not famous
Quinn,
yet.
Whatever happened to his segment where he
the
does
hell was
the,
that?
He what?
What happened to his segment where it's things that we didn't know?
I ran out of
it's
things.
It's my headphones.
You is know that what he's getting ready to do?
Yes. That's that oh, that's what that was. Yeah. Thank God.
I'm busting my ass.
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, what happened to the segment?
Well, you know what I think I did?
Because what happened?
You did too many of them in one segment.
You know! Instead of doing like one per segment, I ran off.
Just shut your whole load.
Because look, you know how you move the page up like that? That was it. It ain't going no far.
It's fuck.
I'm sorry. But it will be continued.
As soon as they update their page.
Right.
I ain't messing with y'all.
Versus going to look elsewhere, but okay.
Right. I'm do all that. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use up all your gigabytes and...
All that stuff. Mm-hmm. What was I gonna say? Oh, I got some rappers who haven't figured out that they're not famous yet. Okay, I got a big list, but I'm gonna go through them real quick. Vanilla Ice. Now y'all stop me if y'all think these people still famous. Vanilla Ice.
He is still famous.
Tiger.
Hold on, man. Are we gonna address these as we?
I mean, we can.
Tiger or Tiger?
Tiger.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's still on the TV show.
What show is that?
He's on One of the Hollywood.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
That's why I said
Hip-Hop Hollywood.
He was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There you go.
He was.
Double dipping.
He was
an entertainer.
WUZ.
He did have a hit.
Did he? Okay.
All right. Twista.
Twista, the rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Twista.
These are all rappers who think they're still famous.
Yeah, Twista's...
Not Twizzlers.
No, Twizzlers still getting it.
Okay.
Is he? On what?
I mean, he does cameos and shit like that. He's still in the game.
Uh-oh.
He can't walk up to a club and get in.
I'm sure he can.
No, he can't.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
I've seen clubs, like, I don't know, I guess I was probably watching TMZ where people walk up and they're like, it's kind of that, do you know who I am moment? And they're like, no.
Next. Come on, baby. Come
right.
on. You come on in.
Right.
Yeah. Charlie Baltimore?
No.
Quack, quack. Chingy?
No.
Ja Rule?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Say,
Azealia Banks?
She's still trying to hang in there.
She's still a little relevant.
She's trying.
I guess as long as Rachel Dolezal has a shot, she does.
Dolezal's
that long.
Bozeyak. Boznax.
What about Bow Wow?
He's trying. They just dragged him on Twitter.
Right.
Speaking of Iggy, he said some kind of tweet about Iggy. They just dragged him on Twitter for it.
Well, the last thing I remember about Bow Wow is that I think he said he was on an airplane.
Yeah.
He was in
the Bow Wow challenge. No, he was supposed to be on a private plane or something, but I think he was
right.
a coach or something.
Right. That
took
is
a stock
funny.
Photo and posted it.
All right.
He was like, I didn't really mean that I was on that plane. I was just kind of, it's going to boop, bop, bop. Anyway.
What's her name? Kaya?
I've seen her pop up every once in a while, but no. I would say nah. She walked up to a club, they would be like, no, get out of here.
Okay. Soulja Boy.
He was just on Love Hip Hop Hollywood too.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. With Tiger. Same season.
Damn, they just got all the trash.
There you go.
You know how they say speak of the devil?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
See. You better be lucky that was all that came.
I'm glad I will not want to trade seats with you right now.
How about that?
I'll pray for you.
That's right. It's going to come your way.
Cool. I know. Sooner or later. Why the fan ain't on?
It is.
It
that shit ain't gonna help. No, you got to penetrate and shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on. Hi, Coolio.
I'm kind of still say yeah, because only reason why is because people still know who he is. He got those little pieces of hair that he's holding on to.
All right, them two little plaits. But it used to be like 17.
He's a former star. See, it's like you could be like in the NFL and you were a star when you played.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But when you stop playing, you're a former player. You're no longer.
No, okay, so no.
But what rap song did he used to have?
Oh, Fantastic Voyage. He had a whole bunch of joints.
Did he?
Gangsta's Paradise.
Okay, Paradise. Right, right.
He used to be on that show. Cool, like,
okay. That's the only one I can remember.
Remember the show they had with, I think it was on MTV or something. It was like all these celebrities were in a house together. I can't remember the name of it.
Celebrity House.
Sure, let's go with that.
if I'm not mistaken.
Don't kill my
joy. He was in that group that Cube sort of put out there, Gorillaz in the Mist. And I don't just ever remember him being a standout in that group to have had the career that he ended up having. That was kind of
okay.
Sneak attack.
All right, that was good there, man. You know, you all into that shit. All right, DeBrat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very relevant.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because she on the little Ricky Smiley joint.
Dish Nation.
Yeah, yeah. Foxy Brown.
Did you see that picture? Oh, no, that's right. I forgot. They changed the thing. E. Grigio posted a picture. He was at a diner or something, and she was sitting at a table across from him.
Oh, no. I'm going to go with no.
No. All right. Last but not least, Flavor Flav.
He'll always be relevant.
Think so?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as he's wearing that clock.
Kicking and screaming into the retirement home.
All right. Hey, did y'all ever wonder what happened to Steven Seagal?
Mm-mm.
So y'all don't want me to say my next story?
I'm
break it down for all our listeners who want to know what Steve Seagal doing right now.
And other than the fact that he put on like 300 pounds.
I ain't never seen him that big.
Mm-hmm. Look at his last couple
dog
movies.
Okay, all right, let me see. All right. Steven Seagal's contract.
Screwface is dead.
Not the mark for death, Joy. I hope there's not twins. Or what do you say? Triplets.
It's who do it. The right way out, y'all.
Man, you know what? I don't care what they say about Steven Seagal. I loved all the movies I seen them in, man. But anyway, let me run through this real quick because I wrote down a whole lot of shit and I don't know why I did. Anyway, back in 1997, his contract ended with Warner Brothers. Okay, but he still made some action movies after that shit. Let me see. Y'all remember Exit Wounds? With DMX, that job was pretty good. Half Past Dead, it was him and Ja Rule. They was locked up in jail. He was like an undercover police officer, Patriot. I don't remember that job. But most of them, they say pretty much with the DVD. But, man, them two joints I just named, them three joints I just, well, Exit Wounds and Half Past Dead, anyway, they was pretty good to me. Anyway, let me say, they say he pushed out more than 30 movies. In the last 20 years. Okay, like I said, most of them went straight to DVD. But anyway, let's say late 1980s, he was a police consultant in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. You know about that?
That mm-hmm. I heard about.
Okay. And they also said that, you know, the police, the sheriff asked him to be like a martial artist trainee for the police force. Now, I don't know how good he was at that, but they say he was, you know, he was straight up into the martial arts and all
don't
that.
Don't beat a molester black.
Okay, though.
That's a lie.
The comments
of new
made
movie.
By Brian Murr. Those are Brian Murr, not anybody in the void or associated with the indie show. Yeah, okay, let me see. 2009, he had a reality show, okay, on A&E called Steven Seagal Lawman.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's how we knew. Well, that's how I remember.
Okay. All right. 2011, action show called True Justice. Okay, which had 26 episodes. Mm. Now, you know that. Okay, now that brings up a point to me, because 26 episodes back in the day. Okay, back in the day, 26 episodes might have only consisted of one season.
A lot of episodes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's at least
one. Once a week. Remember, it shows air once a week.
Okay, what so. I'm trying to say is, these days you can do 10 episodes and that's one season.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Now, the last season of The Sopranos was 20 episodes. That was just the final season. What I'm trying to say is, back in the day, they had more episodes per season than they do now. It's like
the 50s or the 60s.
Put 50 books in your ass. You keep fucking with me. I'm just trying to say.
See,
what
you
I'm
know what
trying
I think? I think it is though. I think.
Get your ass.
I think your memory might be getting blurred by syndication, where they'll run every week, you know what I'm saying, for a year. I mean, you know, you think about it. It's,
you have to get to 100 episodes for syndication.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think, you know, we're sort of getting a little bit spoiled by a lot of these shows hitting syndication, and so we're so used to seeing them every single week without a break almost. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's usually a good, you know, 8 to 12 episodes,
yeah,
somewhere. It makes
these
a,
days
makes a makes a
season.
Mm-hmm. A season, yeah.
Yeah. But let me see. Okay, moving on. He launched a energy drink called Steven Seagal Lightning Bolt.
No, really, that's the whole name.
It's Steven Seagal's Lightning Bolt.
Jolt.
Okay, that's the
Jolt.
It's Bolt.
Jolt.
Bolt.
Bolt. Jolt.
God damn
only
it.
Sold in
energy
DC.
Drink.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. So, yeah.
If
yeah,
it was
in
Philly,
it
would be Steven Seagal's Lightning Jolt.
Okay. Did y'all know he was married 4 times?
Yeah. He was married to that real tall lady. I can't remember.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yep.
Hey, y'all remember she was in Hard to Kill. Remember mm-hmm. that Hard to Kill?
Wasn't she also in Weird Science?
Exactly. Girl, you know I ain't even gonna kick your butt now. I ain't even, I'm giving you a pass because you're
yay.
Good. You good. Yeah, yeah, nigga, you wanna go do it no goddamn way.
True that.
Okay. Well,
it's not your body, man, why don't you know? It's your soul.
You went back, huh? You will not let Mark Fidel go, will you? But that was the joke, though. That was the joke. Screw a fist. Okay, let me see. He real tight with Jackie Chan. Did y'all know that? Y'all might not have also known that Jackie Chan wanted him to play the villain in Rush Hour 3. Okay, but that deal fell through.
Yeah,
it was a Rush
comedy.
Hour 3?
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that must have been trash.
Motherfuckers have been laughing at him.
Yeah. He would have been able to run, kick, nothing.
Uh-huh. He'd been fucking up lines and shit.
But you know what was funny about
Chris
Steve
Tucker would have ran upon me. He'd have been like, Screwface is dead.
You know, that probably would have been in the outtakes. You know how they do at the end of the movie? Man, some of them outtakes are funnier than the actual movie, if you ask me.
I agree.
But what's funny about Steven Seagal is when he used to be chasing somebody, his arms move real fast. But his legs, he be moving in slow motion. But his arms move like he really, really gonna catch somebody. He usually do, but anyway. Whew. Anyway, yeah, he was supposed to be the villain in Rush Hour 3, but he didn't get the role for some reason. Hey, do y'all remember that joint, the Expendables, back in 2010 with Sylvester Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all the heavy hitter, big knock them all out dudes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steven Seagal was supposed to be in that joint. But apparently him and one of the directors, he didn't really get along with, you know, Steven. You know, a lot of his movies, he directed and did all that shit. But I guess apparently the dude that directed The Expendables, he ain't get along with. So he, you know, I guess when you get a certain amount of money in your little pocket, you can say, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Easy. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do this shit. Anyway, Steven Seagal, he real tight with the Dalai Lama. And he's also real tight with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Okay, that's the word on the street. That's the word on the street. And he has citizenship in Serbia. Okay. He wanted to set up a martial arts studio in Serbia, but he wouldn't be able to live there. Even though they made him a citizen, he still wouldn't be able to live there. But someday, if his plans go through, he keep doing what he's doing. He planned to be a governor for Arizona.
Nah.
Why not?
I just don't see that happening.
I mean, he's really been an activist, like of clean air and the livestock.
Republican or Democrat? Which,
I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, all right.
Probably Democrat.
You're like, I just reported. I don't know.
But you know what? I don't have answers to everything, Queen. Okay? God damn it. You always do that. Every time I report a story, you always ask me a question. Did
I
you
ask
know
a question?
Damn well?
No, I sincerely did not know. You would not know. You said he's running, so I assume.
That was it. He's running.
I want. Period. I just dead. I want him or family dead.
If you can't kill him,
me gonna kill him. Me gonna kill
you.
If y'all know what the hell they talking about, send an email to ndeepshow@yahoo.com.
I want. I just dead. I want his family dead. And if you can't kill him, I go kill him. And then I go kill you.
I feel like your accent was thicker than his, but okay.
And that concludes my diagnosis. Oh. There's more to come.
This motherfucker just went Wu-Tang on.
Right, I'm like, what?
If you have no more, I'm gonna kill him. Then I'm gonna kill you. Y'all say, too, we'll be back. I think.
Who played that character? Back to the In Deep Show. As we always say, thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate you. And we definitely appreciate all our international listeners. Super dope that you're listening. Cool. Shout out to Sean in Paris. So let's give a shout out to people.
Cool while we over here resting with our heads on our pillows. People are like up in other parts of the world.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Getting their IDS.
Let's see what these fools is talking about today.
Cool.
Let me get my laugh on.
I'm glad you like didn't try to do it in an accent.
There you go.
Like I was going to do.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bonjour.
Stop. Anywho, so I just want to give a shout out to Vince, to Stefan.
Vince. Vince who?
Harris?
Bruh.
Okay. Shout out to
my
him.
Brother.
Okay. I wasn't trying to put people's last names in it. I mean, not that people can't go and find out, but Vince, I wasn't, you know.
Vincent Rockstar, he won his name out there.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, Vincent. Harris.
What's up, Vince?
What's up? What's up, bruh?
Vince.
Bruh. So let's see. To Mr. Barry, Miss Mimi, Miss Debbie, Mr. Summers, Miss Carlita, Miss Toya. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the show.
All right.
So glad you are here.
All right.
Don't forget to share
share
the show though, okay, y'all? The new people. Share.
Right.
So our last show we had a silly question.
It wasn't silly.
It was silly.
It was very
that was about
very,
what
very
do you what do you prefer? Cleavage or side boobs? That's a silly ass question.
Mm-hmm. That was Brian's question.
Right, feeling on your boobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, silly question. But, I mean, apparently people were here for it. So, because we got feedback on it.
All right.
Like, we'll be asking, like, profound questions, and it's like, cricket, ask a question about some titties.
Right.
Next thing you know, come out the woodwork.
The world wants to know. That's it.
So, which one?
Titties.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Hey, well, you know.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Hey, there you go.
You like what you like.
There you, like earlier, we were talking about fake titties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real titties. The titties that look like they have fingerprints in them. The ones that were spread, you know, real wide. You know, titties.
You learn something new today, didn't you? You about to go to work tomorrow and be like,
and
look.
And I'm going to be like, I'm going to
incorporate some of this in my movie.
Right. I don't work
sauces.
Or Wednesday.
Wednesday,
he's going to be like, look, guys.
See, you know what? I don't think Spanish women into that. Because I work with a lot of Latinos.
I believe there's some on that show we were watching.
That's a Smurfly.
Yeah.
Maybe not the ones you work with.
Yeah, because they probably can't.
Right. I mean, they just trying to worry about
eating and shit. For real. I'm like paying bills, eating.
Right. You mean that way. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, they ain't worried. Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, they're not worried about no plastic surgery.
Trump.
Right. Yeah. That's one. Yeah.
Right. That too.
Swimming.
Right.
Some motherfuckers, you know.
Deportation.
All that shit. Dreamers.
You know what I'm saying? I cannot believe he's going to. Okay. I don't even want to get into that.
No, I mean, it's serious.
I really can't believe
man.
He's going to, like, recall that. Like, come on, man. They're already here. Like, they're doing their thing.
There
they're probably, you know, they're paying bills and
that's right.
And
that's
taxes
all they care
shit.
About is their bills, their family, and partying on the weekends.
Right.
Taking up all goddamn.
Right. The bull. Do they drink bull?
Partying on
the weekends. Nah, they drink Coronas.
Yeah.
All they drink is Coronas.
I thought Coronas. I thought, well, Mexico, they feel like Coronas are trash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what they drink then?
Tecate. Not here.
Tecate.
I think that's probably that's Pacifico.
I forgot the other one. It's been
Modelo.
That shit is expensive though. Negro Modelo, Dos Equis, expensive.
Oh,
okay. I've seen Budweiser, Bud Light.
Yeah, see, they getting.
They're like, what is expensive? What is not?
Exactly.
But I mean, that's their. Their import, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Bud and Bud Light and all that stuff is expensive there.
Really?
Absolutely.
The little pissy beer.
But like I said,
when
Corona,
you have it in your backyard, it's disposable to you.
Right. Corona.
When you have to
shit.
Import that shit across seas,
right?
It's not something that you can. You know.
Right. That's just like the Mercedes Benz in some countries are real cheap, and then when they come over,
it's taxi cabs.
Exactly.
Paris. Okay, for real. Okay. We were like, what?
Right.
They're picking us up in a Mercedes.
All right. Maybach.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
I take it too far.
Let me get back on track. So, the question was cleavage or side boob? Let's hear what we got.
All right. And just to let you guys know, this was our 300th show as well. So, some people just kind of answered the question and threw some other stuff in there too. So,
be patient.
Just kind of bear with us. We like when you guys just share with us.
Mm-hmm.
We love y'all.
All right.
Show. It's your boy Stone, man. I told y'all I was going to call in, man. Okay, so the question is, I really wish I would have stayed for this topic. Side boob or cleavage? Okay. In my young, inexperienced days, I was a cleavage man because it just looked good and, you know, we really wasn't getting to the side boob as readily as we wanted to. But now that I'm an older man, and I have dated a lot of women with children. I am a side boob fanatic because cleavage can be fabricated. You get them, as I like to call, Doc called them saddlebags. I call them fried eggs on a nail.
Damn.
Where they're hanging and pointing to the ground. And the bottom of the titty is 85% areola. They biggest McDonald's sausage patty. So they can put them in a bra, scoot them up, and they make it look good with the cleavage. But everybody likes that white beater with no bra on. Yeah, you get no titty on the side unless they got them perky good, goddamn, good titties. And that side boob is, it just looks so creamy and delicious. And you always 5 seconds away from a little pepperoni nipple, Hershey kiss, if that's what you like, or the little thick braille. It's cool. I like them. I suck on them too. But yeah, that is fried eggs on a nail and sausage patty areolas is the reason that I'm a side boob man. Now, Harold Pinners. I thought that was a regional thing because I'm from Missouri. And there is a Harold Pinners there. And yo, back to school shopping? Oh, man. Harold Pinners was the place to go. Especially for Easter suits, too. Every little kid where I was from dressed like a pimp for Easter because of Harold Pinners. I didn't know Harold Pinners was anywhere else but where I was from. And it was in a place called, it was a little mall, but called The Landing. And man, going to Harold Pinners, you had a 35% chance of getting shot at The Landing. The Landing was so bad, the security booth was full of bullet holes. I'm like, man, I probably don't need to be going down here. But hey, we always went down there. We always got the good sneakers, the good school clothes. Everything was 2 for something. Low, 2 for 20, 2 for 10. You get 87 shirts for 37 cents for some reason. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Ooh, that was hilarious.
Oh, okay, so we just out here just cutting niggas off. All right, that's cool. I was going a little long. I understand that. But yeah, man, Harold Pinners, man, that was my zone. Matter of fact, I wish I could go to Harold Pinners now. I'm going to try to find one somewhere close to me, and I'm going to get me some Now or Later Gators, man. I'm never going to wear them. I'm just going to have them to say, hey, man, I went to Harold Pinners in 2017, man. But yo, it's your boy Stone, man. Y'all be easy, man. Peace, peace, peace.
That's hilarious. Wait, no, I'm mad that he was like, oh, I wish I would have stayed around for that question.
Boy, he was talking about the titties. He made me hungry. He was like, man, I'm going to put some gravy on the side of the titties. And then you take the titties and you put them inside the apple. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That was hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute.
I'm hungry now.
I mean, come on, man. That was crazy.
I'm going to get something to eat.
Go get your burn.
I ain't know Harold Pinner was way out there.
Man.
I guess so. I guess so, huh?
So I don't know. I guess I don't remember the store that it was like they had. Well, I never went in one.
It was Cavaliers first.
Okay.
First, and then it switched over to Harold Pinner.
See, I remember Cavaliers. I just don't remember that one. I mean, but I guess, I don't know. You know what I mean?
See, now, Cavalier was the store where it was like, that's where you got your shit.
Right.
And then Harold Pinner came and took 2 steps to the left and 3 steps back.
And you start having the Steve Harvey jokes.
You started getting them lavender.
Y'all were going to school with like 10 buttons shirts?
State Van and Stacey Adams and shit.
No. By the time Harold Pinner took over, we was out of school.
Okay, we were done with that.
Yeah.
We was in the Cavalier days.
Oh, that's funny.
Cavaliers had smooth shit. Okay. Everybody.
For some reason, they
always had they didn't have like all the top tennis shoes, but they always just had like enough to keep you in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like especially back in the day when the K-Swiss was hitting.
Okay.
When you couldn't find a good pair of K-Swiss, man, Penner's had it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but did y'all all look the same though? Yeah, we're all going to Cavalier?
D.C., everybody looks the same in D.C. It's an ongoing thing.
Mm, there you go.
Then it was madness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you're right.
The 4 dudes. You had a place where you go to get your clothes. You had a place where you go get your shoes. You know what I'm saying? You had a place where you go get your records, the Waxy Maxes. Was it Waxy Maxes then or?
Mm-hmm.
Kentmill, Waxy
Maxes. Right. Yeah. You had a place to go get everything. You had a place to go get your jewelry. Some dudes, if they had cake, they would go down Georgetown and fuck with the Arabs and shit to, you know, make your little deal, getting the suits. If you was going down there on a regular, get your suits and your gaiters and stuff like that. If you had money like that, Georgetown was the place then.
Yo, I remember Jewelry. Yeah, I remember all that.
What was the one thing? I'm gonna see how far back I'm at. What was the one thing back in the day that everybody went to PG Plaza to get, and it was the only place you can get it?
You got me on that because
remember the leather visors. And you would get your name stamped in the side or your whatever, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Right.
The leather visors. Yeah, preceded the man. I mean, this was before the Madness hats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I saw someone wearing a Madness t-shirt recently.
I saw my boy Winston had one on.
I still got a couple of DDT.
Madness still down there?
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Move across the street.
You know what? I got 3 DDTP t-shirts and 1 Avirex jacket, a Varsity jacket that I wore twice. Still got it.
I want to find my bucket hat.
Good luck.
No, right?
Nah,
I have no idea where it is. Anyway, so because Stone was just talking about that, let me just real quick. He posted the question on his page, and some of his dudes said, "Side boob, homie." And let's see what else they said. Somebody else said side, and someone said cleavage everywhere. Side boob is a treat, which makes underboob the mecca of the titty. So thanks for posting the question, Stone.
Allah.
Absolutely. All right, we got another little verbal verb.
What up, IDS fam? This is Kmart. I just wanted to chime in real quick on this topic from side boob and cleavage. Me personally, I'm going cleavage all the way. Side boob, I mean, that really just started to kind of come relevant over the last, what, like 10, 12 years. I mean, people started to kind of notice it now, especially girls with cutoff tees. I mean, you can definitely see that side boob, which is very sexy, I'm not gonna lie, but I will say this. I'm taking cleavage all day, every day. I mean, as a youngster, I mean, that's like our first exposure to porn was cleavage and a little nip snip. I remember about 12 years ago, I was in vacation in Hawaii, and I met up with a very known actor from a very popular TV show back in the day, Aunt Wanda from the Bernie Mac show. I met her, she kind of bent down, and yeah, you've seen some nice cleavage and a nice little nip snip. Yeah, but anyway, you guys, just wanted to kind of little chime in on that one. This is Kmart, catch with you guys later, peace out.
Alright.
Something tells me.
He was lying.
That the missus was in the passenger seat when he recorded this like this.
Giving them the eye.
Uh-huh.
Nigga.
Oh.
You better say cleavage, motherfucker. Did you say? Because did you listen to it? Go back and listen to it again.
Mm-hmm.
How his tone was in the beginning of his message.
Like what, super
it
happy?
Was under siege a little bit. But then after he changed the subject, you know, he got a little bit more jovial in his speech or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Hey. Send me an inbox if you need help, dog. I got you. It's going to take me about a month to get to you, but just hold it.
All right.
Oh, shit.
You're stupid.
Hey, he and I see you right now.
Well, hopefully he's okay.
Hey, right.
All right, so we got some more feedback. Let's see. What's up, IDS crew? Congrats on hitting 300 episodes. Keep doing what y'all do. Cleavage or side boob? I say cleavage. Side boob is the new thing, but cleavage will never go out of style. I like big breasts myself. Y'all talking about how you attack the titty from the side or the front. Once the whole titty is out, it's getting attacked from all angles. Cleavage also can be seen from further away. And when you see some nice cleavage, you will get closer to see if the side boob is also available. Either way, the cleavage got y'all. Let's see. Oh, hey, this is nice. Y'all should put that track out. When it comes to simple shit, folks only checking for the beat and hook anyway. Ain't no harm in trying. And good luck to y'all Redskins. Gotta make the most of Cousins last season there. Uh-oh, is that a stab?
Oh,
Is that a jab? Like to see what he and Pryor can do. Take it easy, y'all. Chris, half of the Brothers Lehman and the Black Is Network. Uh-oh. What's up, Chris? Uh-oh.
If it, then you know what? That because they have the Extraordinary Sports Show, which they do, I'm going to take that as a constructive statement.
Okay.
If that would have came from Kmart or something, I would be on a diatribe of how the Eagles are some shit.
Oh, boy.
Right about now. But, you know, we're going to talk about it right now. Actually, right now, I'm just going to kind of keep shit quiet because we got to play them in right. 5 days. My stomach hurting right now. Because shit ain't acting right now.
Oh, boy.
Redskin land. Got some more feedback.
Okay.
I don't think this is on the topic. I think it's just general feedback.
Let's see.
What up, IDS fam? This is your man, K. Martin, just coming in to wish you guys a happy 300th episode. Man, I really had I missed the Skype session because, shoot, man, I definitely wanted to get on there. But, I mean, regardless, hey, like I said, just wanted to give you guys a quick a shout-out. Man, I remember when I first got introduced to you guys, BTG, he came and said that, hey, you need to listen to this podcast. Man, they love me. And literally, those were his words. I tuned in. I listened to me. I like what you guys were about. I mean, I like the comedy. You guys mixed that with with news and what's going on. Doc's diagnosis and the comedy and humor that goes behind that. Man, I remember when I first tuned in, I mean, it was Jew Baby then. Then it moved from Jew Baby to Damien, and pretty much it's at the end of the day, it's just been you three, Doc, B, and Queen as like the constant. So, I mean, Doc and his foolishness and his diagnosis, but man, love that man, man, especially when like the church organ comes on, his little undersayings under there, and Queen with her always giving like a courage and word and her positivity. B, man, my dog, man, our friendship, like especially man, meeting up with you and everything like that, man. I mean, man, that was, I had a hell of a time. And even though you dog my football team, but hey, it's all love though at the end of the day. But man, you guys have definitely gotten me through some crazy points of my life. Man, some late night, early morning gym sessions where, man, I needed something to listen to, some tense moments where I needed an icebreaker, or man, I just needed something just like to kind of get me upbeat and kind of get me laughing for the day. You guys have always provided that. So with that, like I said, I love you. I love you guys. I know this is now episode 301, so hey, I'm a little bit late, but hey, who cares? Anyway, this is your man, K. Martin. Catch up with you guys later. Peace out.
Thanks, Kmart, for your kind words, and we appreciate it. Oh.
I'm crying. That was good.
You know, I'm just coming in to... I just want to speak to Brother Kmart in it. Just hurts my soul that
it hurts so
the wonderful Pastor Cavassier over here at the greater most southern Mount Ebenezer Sinai Church of the Redeemer, Holy Redeemer, A&E, Christian Church of God, Temple 42. Can't get no love on your shout outs as you run down the line. You talk about
talk about
the beloved Drew, baby.
Oh, back in the day,
You talk about our wonderful queen, who I may
talk
say
about our queen
has a hell of a cleavage side-boob combination, but that's not the point of why I'll be here talking. You talk about my man, the doctor, the Mark Wiley. Well, hell, you even talked about Where's Waldo herself? Damn it, Gina.
Where's Waldo? We ain't seen her in years.
But through all that, Pastor Kvasie can't get no love. You see, what you don't know is, brother, Pastor Kvasie is the one that keeps Big B in check when he wants to say more derogatory things about your downtrodden, sewer-driven, bottom-feeding, no good, no win, no trophy having, no Super Bowl winning football team. You see,
no football.
It's me that keeps him off your back. But that's okay.
That's all right.
I heard you got a new job. So with that being said, I know tithing is going to be much greater. So I'm going to let you slide, my brother.
Let him slide. Let him slide. Let him slide. Go on, sister. You finally got it. All right.
But I need you to know.
Amen. She got it.
If you don't come up victorious Sunday, and I don't see any tithing on Sunday, I'm going to have to get you.
Get you, get you, get you.
Gotta gonna have to get you.
Gotta get you. Gotta get you. Gotta get you. Gotta get you. Oh, I was gonna start a song, but we ain't gonna do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
I was gonna start the Gotta Get You song.
All right.
That's next episode.
Well, I didn't mean to laugh as hard on that BTG part.
Yeah, did you hear? No, hold on. I want y'all to play that back too later on and listen. Listen to the moment right after he said that, where you could actually hear all the way from California BTG's arm break as he pats himself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Did you hear? You got to listen close. Okay. Listen to the background as he says that. As he says, you know, oh, they love me. You hear the little, there's a snap that happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was picked up on the mics over here 3,000 miles away.
Oh, shit. Man,
that was his arm breaking as he pat his own damn self on his back.
Hey,
but I do want to give a shout out to BTG, though, because, you know, he finally started his own podcast.
I know, right?
Finally.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's called BTG for President.
Absolutely.
Finally started it.
All right.
No doubt. Congratulations to
him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Congratulations.
Nephew
done finally took the train wheels off.
Right.
All right.
Taking over everybody else's show and taking.
How about that, chick?
Oh.
I mean, it took him a minute, but, you know, that's okay. He finally got it. Right. He got the groove.
All right.
No doubt.
I mean, I will say, I haven't had a chance to listen to the episode because I've been on travel, but.
I listened to his sort of introductory
episode,
so that was cool. I'm definitely eager to hear more.
Yeah, I gotta save it as a favorite.
No,
just haven't heard, you know, had a chance.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, nephew.
Can't wait to till he puts out the hotline call in and you know, so I can send feedback and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get this work.
You know.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, it ain't just get up on the mic and start talking, recording, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have to, we're going to make you work, Nick.
Go ahead, nephew. Do your thing,
Ben.
And what's the name of it? What's the name?
BTG for President.
BTG
for President. All right, BTG for President.
Oh, Queen, that's something. You actually just brought up a point, which thankfully he did confirm in his opening show. Can you have our lawyers contact him about our not getting royalties for giving the name BTG? Yeah. Nigga, I'm like Puffy. I don't just own the group. I own the name.
Ah.
So, take that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. The law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howell reaches out to you, sir, I need you to answer.
All right.
So, anyway.
I thought it was a white man, Small Johnson.
That was his old firm.
That was his old firm.
They weren't doing right.
Oh, okay.
They were too small.
Got you. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, so shout out to Stone from Forget That Yo and Off That Drank.
Help
shout out to BTG for on his new podcast.
Oh.
Shout out to Chris Lehman or half of the Brothers Lehman.
All right.
And good the Black Is Network. Shout out to Kmart for sending your feedback.
Love all.
And welcome to all the new listeners.
I'm sorry.
Well, you got another one?
Getting a little bit ahead of myself. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
This was a feedbacky sort of week.
Oh, okay, cool. My bad.
Okay.
you over there fucking.
And it's a new equipment sort of week, too.
Oh, okay.
Now that I just continue to destroy what it is we have. Okay, so let's first go with, well, Doc, you know how they say, speak of the devil, he shall appear.
Yo, all right.
And Deep Show, it's your boy BTG. I got my sugar mamas in the back. She might weigh in on this. Hopefully not. But just sending in some feedback for the side boobs. Hey, I need those side. I need that side view. The cleavage, like, we grew up off of that. I'm like tired of that. When you see that side angle though, there's a little bit more tease to it. You know what I'm saying? Like Big B said though, you can fool us. You can fool us from up top. You know what I'm saying? With the push-up bras and things like that. With that side action, though, I need to know what you're working with. Hey, if they sag, you let them hang, baby. But I need that side action, though. Now, I don't know. I'm not a breast man. I like breasts. Don't get me wrong. I like breasts, you know. But I'm thighs. Oh, man, I'm a sucker for thighs. Yup. That's about it, though. That's about it. Now, if y'all got another question about the side view of the thighs or the front, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a tough one right there. Anyway, though, give me that side titty view.
Geez, I don't think I ever heard him that excited when I
wanted some feedback. Any question.
Right.
All right.
Give him some thigh meat.
There you go. Nigga, we ain't gotta ask you the question. You just give us your thoughts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put it out on me, shit. I want to hear what followed that. Ooh!
Right, right.
I'm like, shit,
I guess he had a visual or something.
Right. How about that? He might have had an accident after that.
But what in Deep Show would not be complete with two BTG feedbacks?
What up, IDS fam? This is your man, K Mark. Just coming in to wish you guys a happy.
Hit the wrong button.
See, being ugly.
You're
being ugly. Yeah. Just hit the wrong button. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of buttons back here. Mm-hmm.
This is Sparta 300. Hey, look, I didn't get no notification. I may have been a little lazy on social media. Okay, look, don't get upset at me. I didn't know. You know, if I would have known, I definitely would have called in. Especially before El Tal replay, okay? 300 though, man, 300, that's oven numbers. That's what you preheat your oven to when you're about to bake some shit up. You feel me? So look, I need about 300 more. And matter of fact, when y'all get to 599, when y'all get to 599, can I get a phone call and be like, yo, 600 is coming up. Sparta 300. That's a dope-ass number. You know what I could do? Like, look, there's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do for y'all. You know that. Except as long as y'all are a large amount of money because I ain't got it. But I'll feed y'all. Yes, I will. I'll feed y'all. I'll take you somewhere on Crenshaw and get some food. All right. Well, I love y'all. Keep doing what you... I mean, you hear this all the time. Keep doing... And you gonna keep doing it because, nigga, y'all are you. You are y'all. Whatever that supposed to mean, but keep it up, man. Remember, I've been rocking with y'all for a long time. Not since day one, but I came shortly after that, though. I'm rocking with y'all. And for the new people, look, y'all, man, okay, 300. Just 300, goddammit.
You're right, no show would be complete.
All right.
Without
right.
Two.
You gotta Ooh. Love. You got. Yes. To love,
thank you,
nephew, man.
So, being that, you know, nephew did, you know, make it known that he wanted, you know, us to keep it going. I figured that I would put my talents to work, and I pulled out a little time machine to let him know what show 599 would sound like.
Oh.
If he's still listening. Okay. So we're gonna hit the time machine and go to the future.
You are down in deep. This is deep. Do you smell it? 'Cause I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
from now on, yeah.
What's going on, y'all? It's your man, Big B. Just want to enjoy. Thank y'all for coming to another show, man. I'm tired, man. I'm here to do the show. I just want y'all to know that, you know, it's been hard holding down this show by my goddamn self for the last motherfucking year. I don't know if y'all seen that goddamn doc, but you tell him, man, fuck him. I don't appreciate the way he just don't show the fuck up no more. And you know, that whole queen thing, man, she was never queen to me, man. Fuck that shit, man. Like, she just rolled the fuck out and just, she ain't even here to do this show with me no more, man. But you know what? Let me keep it strong, man. All right, that's all I got for y'all today. So there you go, BTG. That's what show 599 to sound like.
That was a sad show. I was like, 590? What the hell? That's
when these niggas finally get tired of my shit and leave me.
I'm saying. I'm like, it took a lot for me to get to 300. Shit. And I wasn't even here for all
and
three.
And he sounded real young, didn't he? God damn.
Shit. I ain't going to be that old in 7 years.
I'm just saying. It took me forever to get to... I started at 41. Can you imagine if I was from the jump?
Oof. I mean, you were still year one.
I mean, come on, dog.
You're still year one. Ooh. I mean, you six, damn it, I mean.
600.
Yeah. You lady soldier. You hung in there with us, though. You know what I'm
never
saying?
Never would have made it.
No shit.
Oh, go ahead there, girl. Say that y'all again. I told the girl had a talent.
Really? I didn't think I was.
God damn it.
But anyway.
But there was a feedback that you Red Queen, and I was a little confused by it. It was something somebody said something about publishing. We should publish something.
Oh yeah.
What was they talking about?
He said that song.
The song.
Mm-hmm. It might be a one hit wonder, but you know, you never know. We might make some coins.
You mean the Queenie Big B
trap? The burn those, and we can just sell them out of our trunk.
Extravaganza.
There you go.
$10.
Well, for all y'all that don't have a clue of what that person was talking about, well, here you go.
Yo, nigga, what up? Nothing. Why you come to this motherfucker so early all the time, man?
You said 1 o'clock?
I don't give a fuck what I said, nigga.
Forever young, grow up.
Never knew you, get with you.
You Stitcher, fuck Stitcher.
I don't give a fuck what I say. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what I say. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what I say. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what I say.
Yeah. This is a IDS.
Oh, and shout out to Rude Boy for his comment on our Facebook page about the song. He liked it too.
Hey, I'm waiting for some producers get back with me, and I'm talking some money and stuff like that. So you know how that is. You know you get talking. Right, you know right, the right. More zeros, you know there, after there. That comma, you know shit just takes a little longer. So just bear with us, man. But until then, we'll be right here for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So
right on.
Right. Until I hit the lotto.
What you need?
Oh, man.
Hey, did I tell y'all, even though the last week of the month was a bad week, y'all hit the lotto 4 times.
You did?
I did.
All right.
Total of like $147.
Can't beat that. Right, better than go. Zero.
Like there a sore dick.
The more you had, the
fun. Cannot beat it.
There right.
You go. So, hey, I'll take it.
What you got to do.
All right, so let's get into today's question. It's another short question, but it's... It's deep. It's thought-provoking. It's opinionated.
All right. I see. Mind-boggling.
It's pretty simple. When should children be taught discipline? Before or after they've done something wrong?
All right. Doc, since you're a parent, I'm going to let you start first.
Woo-wee. Let me see. I'm going to say before. Okay. Just say, for instance, me and my daughter, we at the food store or whatever. Okay. And, you know, we're walking down the aisle. Okay. And there's a little kid around the same age as my daughter, my son, or whatever. You know, he's doing something wrong. You know. Boo. You see that? You see what he's doing? That's wrong. Don't let me see you doing it. Okay? You know, let them know before they do it. You know, and then if they do it afterwards, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you not to do that? All right? That's going to be my last warning. The next warning is going to be me tearing in your ass. I mean, not, you know. Sometimes you got to, you know, sometimes just telling them, you know, depending on, you know, how they act, you know, because some kids, you got to, you know, put the heat to them before they understand the difference between right and wrong and what you're telling them. But, you know, I'm going to say I was blessed with a good one. So it never really came to that, but I would, you know, I wouldn't wait to, if I, like I said, if I saw... If we saw a child doing something wrong, I would try to say, look, Kayla or whatever, you shouldn't do that. That is wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before it gets to
right.
Her doing it.
I can dig that. No. I mean, I agree with you. I would try before, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, that was a perfect example. If you're able to see another kid acting up, to say, look, that's not the way you do that.
Right.
If not,
right.
To say, you know, like, we're going to go in this store.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna, you know, you're gonna act right in the store, and if you don't, then I will take your ass out.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna wait, and then we're gonna go back in and try it again. Mm-hmm. You know, or there won't be certain things that, you know, that kid wants in the store that they won't get, or certain things period that, you know, if they go in there acting like a little brat or a monkey or whatever, mm-hmm. You know, they're not gonna get it, you know what I mean? So right. I would think before would be the proper way to do it than versus, you know, that it's something they've done, you know, if you can.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, if you can, before
okay, yeah,
it's better.
There's always going to be something that they
right,
do.
Something new.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But, yeah. You know, when they do it, you just got to
yeah, you
let
gotta
them
nip
know.
It, nip
you
that
know?
Shit in the bud.
Exactly. Exactly. And let them know that you mean that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say, don't do that. Put that back. And then, you know.
Right.
You know.
Because there's some bad ass kids out there.
Yeah. There you go. But see, and you know what? And I think, I don't know whether it's me or not, but I think that just comes from bad parenting. You're supposed to nip that shit in the bud when they, you know, when yeah. they
You know, if they can grab shit, you can grab their ass.
Right.
And say, hey.
And not nip shit in the bud as in, like, you're cursing the child out.
No.
Because I mean, I've seen that. Mm-hmm. And I've, like, turned around, like, what the? Like, who is she talking to? And it's, like, a kid there. You know what I mean? That's not cool.
Right.
But, I mean, I think there's just a way to talk to a child. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to totally talk to them like they're an adult. But I think if you start out where you're not like, look, little boo-boo, don't be little boo-boo, smoop, smoopy, smoop, smoop.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, put that down. We talked about this. You don't pick up things that don't belong to you. You know, like that kind of conversation.
And you know what else? What I noticed, though, it's just me. It's just me. Mm-hmm. All right. Say, for instance, I'm walking with my daughter or whatever, you know, and she does something wrong. Just like, don't do that. Okay, just them hearing that smacking sound, you know, sometimes you don't want to, you know, scam or anything like that, but let them know that what you just did was wrong. I don't want to see you do that again.
Where was the smacking sound? On them, or you mean just a loud noise?
No,
like
just
a clap?
You do. Hey, oh, okay, don't do that.
Okay,
just,
I got you.
They might be
to get,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
To get
right. They might be a little
too. I didn't know if you was popping her tail or clapping your hands.
No, okay. Just clapping. You know,
yeah, to get their, get their attention.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
Exactly. Because they will, you know, do like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then just that alone, you know, will be like, oh shit, I must have did something messed up.
Right. Right. Right.
You know.
Or you want to get that mom and dad look. The look where it's like, if you don't sit, mm-hmm. on.
Oh, that'll do, like, it too. That'll do it too.
Yeah. Get that look going early.
Uh-huh. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. But my whole thing is, like you said, get it done early. Mm-hmm. Because if you just keep on, oh, don't do that. Stop that. That time all shit, it was never, I don't know. I never really heard of that shit to the 90s and whatever. So, yeah.
I think this is one of the rare moments where we're totally in agreement. I mean, I definitely believe in before. I've been debated on this issue many times. And you know, the funny thing is, I'm usually debated on people that have just, like, recently had their first kid or haven't had a kid. And I'm like, you're right, because you're so well versed in this thing.
I mean, but it's just because we don't have a kid doesn't mean we don't.
And
know
I'm not
things.
Saying that at all.
So,
I'm just giving my
experience.
I don't
have any, but I still have opinions.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking for everyone, mm-hmm. but
know,
I'm just saying, you know, it's so funny how that comes about. And, you know, for me, especially like in my house, I have a lot of things that attract children that they shouldn't touch.
Bottles of liquor.
And I mean, and just, you know, I'm into electronics and gizmos and doodads and whatever. So I can walk into a room and I can just say, don't even think about touching it. What? What do you do? Let's not play dumb. I saw, you saw the my remote control airplane in the corner or whatever. Yeah, don't touch it. Or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, I could get met with, you know, damn, you know, you just jumping on them before they even, yeah. Yeah, that way,
exactly.
That's how we avoid having to have the conversation. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It broke my shit.
How much can I replace it? Yeah, it was $1,500. You got that? I don't think you do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So let's avoid all of that and just kind of, you know, you know, the only, you know, when things grow, you know, unnurtured or things grow without a seed being planted, it's usually wild. And it's the same thing with children. You know, if you don't plant the seed yourself and you just let them go wild, you know, you're gonna deal with the consequences of that. So, hey, we're in total agreement on this.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. And we're also in different generations. I mean, you know, when we were younger, all that child protective shit, and you can't hit your child, and all that kind of bullshit. Man, come on, man.
our grandparents, grandparents before them, but man, they ain't know nothing about no bullshit. Like, you fucked up. You got a switch. You got smack. You got the ass whooping in the shower with a switch. What? No, okay.
Wait, what?
Y'all ain't never get that?
Oh, no. That,
oh,
no.
My God.
Wait a minute. You said an ass. Wait a minute. An ass whooping.
Stitch cord.
Stitch cord.
Want me show you the stitch?
Y'all wait a minute. You said the ass whooping in the shower.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did they make you get in the shower so you whoop your ass?
No, you took a shower.
Oh, you took a shower. Oh.
And you, nice you and wet. Fucked. Nah, check this out. You fucked up. All right. Just go take a shower. Get in the shower. Get ready for bed.
Okay.
Why you in the shower?
Oh, shit.
Hold up.
That is some slavery cord. Shit is, right there.
Okay.
I got a stitch cord, y'all. Dog. I got a little horseshoe.
Oh, wow.
A little jump like that.
Right. I seen extension cords. I'm take you back in the room. What about y'all? Remember Super TV?
Why you keep, when you say go back, why you always look at me though?
Cause you more
vintaged.
Especially when it comes to
vintaged.
Like movies and shit with the TV and stuff. Oh. Whatever. You remember Super TV?
He want to say yeah, but he don't want to say yeah.
The cable box had the one button. Ah, cable
yeah,
not,
okay, I got it. I got it.
No
I got
channels.
It. Right,
no
right.
Okay. That's when Drew got super regular TV.
Yeah, I remember.
But I see my buddy get whooped with the super TV cable.
What? And that shit work?
You mean the box?
No, unscrew the cables.
Whoa. Wow.
I seen
they couldn't get to the belt fast enough.
I mean, fuck. My mama whipped us with a rope.
Right. Hey, my grandmother used to make us go outside and get a motherfucking switch off the goddamn branch off the tree.
I'm telling you, that is bring some it back slavery
and,
shit.
And whip your slavery.
Yes.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
You may be right because that's
maybe.
All they remember. So right. That's what you
I'm
got.
Telling you.
Shit.
Beating is how you keep people
but
in line.
You know what, though? My problem with my grandparents is, like, once I brought it in, they had to catch me. I was running all around, going under the bed. Shit. They, by the time they caught me, they was too tired. They hit me a couple times.
You might as well call my mama Roy Rogers, because the shit she would do with that fucking rope was...
She'd be turning John to a lasso?
Man, you can run if you want. You gotta you have to outrun the rope.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Turn that joint into a lasso.
Get
your get
good
those
steps.
Legs.
Oh, let me tell y'all a story. Right,
Kente.
Like, look, fuck you. Look, my grandmother, right? She's like, she's like, Ma, come upstairs. I don't know what the fuck I did. Mm. Right, but she called me upstairs. She lived in an apartment, so I had to come up a couple flights upstairs. So I come in the joint, right? So I think everything cool, right? Little did I know. You know, usually when I come in there, you know, I had to knock on the door and she come open the door. This time the door was already open, right?
Oh, boy.
So, hey, check it out. So I open the door. So, you know, I walk on in. Something's like, in my back, right? Oh, my God. I don't know what the fuck I did, but I did something fucked up. She was hiding behind the door. When I opened the door, you know, I walked on and it's like, skip. I was like, they're like, didn't I tell you? I was like, I ain't know.
She's like,
I
you
did.
Can't run from this.
I couldn't. But see,
right,
the thing
that's
about
what
it,
said. You can't run.
Think about it. She tried that shit the next day. Or maybe it wasn't the next day. Maybe it was the day after that. She said, Ma, come on up here. I said, okay. So I came on down, noticed the door, and I locked again, right? I pushed the door all the way back. It wouldn't go all the way back. You behind the goddamn door. You behind that door again. I'm not coming in, so I went back outside. I went back outside. But I had to come in because that's
eventually,
where I live.
Right.
So I just came on in, you know, and she whipped my ass again.
Who knows the Roots song? Can you find that?
Oh, yeah. Do what?
Roots. Just pull some Alex Haley on his ass. God,
but,
that was creative.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I've had beatings that made me want to go outside and pick cotton.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn, that
shit is rough.
But
to the point. I think I was trying to make a point. The point was
flashbacks.
Whatever I did, I didn't do that shit again. Mm-hmm. You best believe that shit.
Damn.
And you know, damn, all you little kids to be whining about, I'm gonna tell, call somebody or my mommy and daddy about me, about them whipping my ass. Y'all keep that shit up and go to a group home. And right. And that's something different.
I was gonna say that's the thing, because my mom used to be a foster mother, so kids mm-hmm. didn't realize before they start doing that shit that they remove you from the home, not the parent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can call if you wanna.
Right.
They, it's not like they can just go up the next day and get you out.
And get you out.
Right. That don't work like that. Mm-hmm. Right. You got to take classes and shit.
I think the one time where I can say where disciplining beforehand was just completely out of order, even though they were 100% right. Mm. I remember one summer, my mom bought me like 4 outfits. And I was like,
some Harold Penny.
I got some, no, stop it.
Kevlar?
I was a little kid.
Oh, okay.
Had to have been before 10, because, yeah. But I was so happy I had all these new outfits and shit. Mm. The next thing I know, I see her walking towards me with the rope. I'm like, I'm confused. I just got to just whoop my ass. And I'm like, what did I do, you know? And she was like, because even though I tell you not to play in these clothes, you're going to go outside and play in these clothes and tear them up. Right. So I'm just going to whoop your ass now.
Oof.
Right.
And damn. I could not believe, I just really felt like that was the most unjust thing I, as I fell off the fucking swing and tore up the brand new goddamn shirt my mother just bought me.
Mm-hmm. You went outside and wore it anyway.
I did, and see? She was right, and I destroyed the shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and she's going to whip me again, she even though like,
she was like, I know my child.
And that's exactly what I told her. I said, Mom, I messed with you, but you already beat me, though.
Right, right.
You were
the one on credit.
And I think, right,
exactly. You had a Visa ass whooping.
And you know, it actually, she was pissed off, but when I said that, it actually made her laugh. So she ain't beat me.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool, though.
So, but
at a layaway job.
No, man. Right. Mama was like, she even perplexed my father. My father was like, "What are you doing?" She was like, "He gonna go there and fuck these clothes up." And I'm like, "Damn, you got no trust in me." That's so.
And you did it. You know what though, too, right. Which that's, is not funny, but funny. Also, my friend's nephew, he could not go to sleep unless he got his ass whooped. I swear, it was the wildest thing. Like, he would just act up, act crazy, blah, blah, blah. Pop, 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 pop. Then it would be like... I'm like, nah. Oh my... This kid, he can't sleep without an ass whooping.
And you know why? Because he always fucking up. And he was just used to getting his ass whooped.
It was weird. That happened for years. Years?
Years?
To the point where the mom was like, I can't.
I know, yeah.
She just got tired.
Just give up.
Because, I mean, the dad was... He was kind of... Helping with it.
Now?
Oh God, he has to be in his.
Is
in
his name life. Floyd Mayweather?
No.
Is he doing?
But he has to be in his like
25 to life.
Oh no.
His name Omar from the Wire.
No, it has to be like late 20s, early 30s.
What is he doing though?
Chicken chicken.
To be honest with you, I don't know. I don't fuck with the friend
whipping
anymore.
Whipping people's so. Asses.
There. Probably whipping his kids.
Does
ass.
He have
I don't
kids?
Know.
I was your ass saying.
I don't know.
Kids.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Doctor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Woo! Five ball. Let me see. Two.
Two fingers of fireball.
Two fingers to our family here for being here on Labor Day. We made it happen. You know, every now and again it takes us a while to get together. We have all different schedules and all that kind of stuff. Two fingers for that. Let me see. One finger. I don't have one finger. I don't think.
Okay.
No one finger.
Okay,
it's all
to
love
it.
This week for
yeah,
me. Yeah,
it's okay.
It's two fingers for me. Yeah.
Queen of Queen.
I would like to give two fingers to everyone that's helping out from Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Lydia. Mm. You know, it's nice to see people come together and help each other out. But I also want people to remember that Houston wasn't the only place that was hit. Was all the other little smaller counties and, you know, that were in trouble as well. So don't forget those folks. But it was just really nice to watch and see it, you know, live on CNN, how people were just going around in boats and people were coming from other states, you know, just to help. They said, bring your trucks, your boats. People came in with jet skis. I mean, it was really amazing to see people help each other. And now, granted, it sucks. We only help each other when there's a tragedy, but it's still nice to see that, you know, that spirit is in us. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Let's see. I don't even know if I got a one finger either, to be honest with you.
One finger for Donald Trump. Show his ass down there and make a little speech. Like, the fuck that shit gonna make any goddamn difference? You orange hair having motherfucker.
Orange skin, man.
I'm sorry.
Right, all of it, right? Well, I guess I'll give my one finger to Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Lydia and Hurricane Irma that's floating out there on its way in too. Mm-hmm. So I'll give the one finger to those.
Just left the coast of Africa.
I'm just saying, it's crazy. But I mean, it is hurricane season, so what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Climate change is a real thing. Tell your president that.
That's not my president. That's y'all's president.
That's your president.
That's y'all's
Tell
president.
Your president this shit is real.
I didn't vote for that motherfucker.
It's real.
I still don't understand why he's in there. I don't either.
But anyway.
How did he get there?
Two fingers to Queen Nee and her mighty, mighty H.U. Bison.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
For getting all up in
you?
No. UNLV's ass.
Thank you for that. Forgot.
Yeah.
That was a fucking amazing.
No bullshit.
That is a win
game.
On so many levels.
You ain't see it?
No, I heard about it.
Man.
I didn't get to see it. I was on travel. So.
What a lot of people don't know about this game is on games like this, so like in this situation, Howard was paid a handsome sum of money to play this game.
Nice.
Because basically what it is UNLV is saying, hey, look, we just need, you're not on our level.
We need a team we can beat.
And we need a tune-up game mm-hmm. for our season because there's no preseason in college.
Okay.
So you pay smaller schools.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Large sums of money. I'm talking about a couple million.
Shut up.
For this game.
What?
Because you're supposed to just go in and kick the shit out of them, practice your shit, and get ready for your real game.
That's what you get.
Howard got paid, and they won.
That's what you get.
It really is gonna send, you know, ripples for them because I'm sure there's a lot of recruits that are on the fence about going to that school or what have you. That this could be the thing that turns the tide.
I hope so for them. Because I mean, I ain't gonna lie, the sports team. Ooh, God, our sports team sucked so hard. But, I mean, well, except for lacrosse. It was lacrosse and I think I want to say tennis or golf. We were actually pretty good.
Because Howard is more of an academic school.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they don't really put
academic
too much
activists,
emphasis.
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah, I mean, which is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what you want to do.
Sure.
But a lot of times, like a lot of them big schools, you know, that's all they focus on is their football, basketball.
Well, and it's how they make their money.
It also comes down to their conference as well. They're not in the Big Ten, the Big 12, where you know,
so
you have
there's
network
no need
money
for them really to put all that.
So there's not a budget
to get the
best players in the country and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But
got their ass whooped.
This should have been on Doc's little known facts. Guess
you know
the quarterback for Howard. Guess who his brother is?
Who, Brian?
Cam Newton.
Did not know.
See? There you go.
Okay.
I'll be taking over Doc Sekman going forward.
Good.
Right.
Now that one screen has run out of information.
I can move my shit to one story.
Right. Hey, look. That's it.
That's my diagnosis.
One finger. One finger for all of my clients that chose to get mad at me because they haven't figured out that in this world, prices go up every year, not normally down. Mm. Okay. Don't get mad at me, bro. I don't know the company.
Uh-oh. Price, what is that? Prices go up.
I've been I've been tussling with some of my Ethiopian brethren.
That's rude. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I mean, how do they think the prices are going to go down?
They don't.
This one dude, man, he kept calling me stupid. You are stupid. You and your company are stupid. You're capitalists.
What in the world?
You prey upon people's small business. I'm like, wait a minute.
You should have reminded him, like, I do not own this company.
I kept trying to tell him. But he just kept wanting to call me stupid. But
Okay. Well, that's
what happens. Well, anyway, y'all. We got to get out of here.
Gotta go.
It's always good getting back with you. And I definitely want to thank all of you for sending in feedback.
No doubt.
I can't tell y'all, man. Nephew,
we love you.
That makes the show. That really does make the show, you know, more fun to interact with you all. Even if you don't have an opinion on a few,
say something. Just say hi.
Right.
I'm really disappointed when
just
I
say, "Doc, I love you, man."
When I extend it out,
that's
to
all I want to hear.
People out of town to say hello, and we ain't got nobody out the country. Even if your English ain't that good,
there you go.
Say it in whatever language
Portuguese.
It is you should
speak.
Yeah, we can put it in Google Translate.
And if you say something bad about the show, we're going to talk about you. But, I mean, it's sticks and stones, man.
Hey.
It's fine.
Sticks and stones.
If you say something bad, we know you're listening. We don't give a fuck.
Especially we got to do with the diagnosis. Look, we really need. I really need. Seriously, y'all. Please. Starting tomorrow, I need a daily word of inspiration. Do not rely on the next listener to send it in. All right, let it be you. Be the one.
Yeah.
Brighten my day. All right. Help me lose this weight so I can get sexy again. Look, we got to get out of here, and always, in closing, we'd like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn